You're listening to SBS News.
The man was diagnosed with COVID-19 about 10 days ago while in isolation at Howard Springs, the Northern Territory, after being quarantined aboard the Diamond Princess and then flown out of Japan. The 78-year-old Perth man passed away at Sir Charles Gairdner Hospital after contracting the virus. His wife was also diagnosed with the illness but was described as being stable. WA's Chief Health Officer, Dr. Andrew Robertson, says the death doesn't alter the status of the virus.
We always knew that this as a disease could be a very serious disease, particularly in those who were the more elderly and those who had chronic conditions. And unfortunately, as it has in this case, this gentleman has passed away.
Meanwhile, a man in his 40s who recently returned from Iran has been diagnosed with the illness in New South Wales. It comes after a woman who'd also travelled to the country tested positive on the Gold Coast. Queensland Health Minister says the government is working to clear patient backlogs in preparation for a possible outbreak in the state. The state has at least 9 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with the most recent being a 63-year-old woman who returned from Iran. Health Minister Stephen Miles says the measures aim to minimise pressure that will be placed on hospitals and ensure faster access to treatments.
$20 million of additional funding for our hospitals to do specialist outpatient appointments so that people can see their specialist sooner, as well as deliver elective surgery in areas like ENT and ophthalmology. We'll be running theatres through weekends and through the regular Easter shutdown to ensure that as many people get treatment as soon as possible.
In addition to China, the Morrison government is defending its decision to ban foreigners entering Australia from Iran as a means to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Starting from today, foreign nationals travelling from Iran are required to spend 14 days in a third country before being allowed into Australia. Australian citizens, permanent residents and their immediate families coming back from Iran have to self-isolate at home for 14 days from the day they left the country. Iran reported at least 9 more deaths, bringing the death toll to at least 42, the highest number outside virus epicentre China. Speaking to the ABC, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has justified the ban for Iran and not South Korea, which has more diagnosed cases.
If you look at the under-reporting or the lack of reporting coming out of Iran to start with, I think indicated that there was a real concern as to whether they had a handle on the numbers. And I think even the numbers that we're talking about relative to South Korea or elsewhere at the moment potentially are well underestimated. So it's also confidence in the numbers that are being reported out of different jurisdictions. And obviously South Korea has a more advanced health system and they have been reporting numbers for a period of time. So I think there are key differences between those different markets.
A person has died in Washington state, making the first reported death in the US. US President Donald Trump attempted to calm fears over the epidemic as his government tightened borders, barring all travel to Iran and entry of any foreign national who has visited Iran in the last 14 days. Officials are also urging Americans to avoid virus-hit parts of Italy and South Korea, while more restrictions, including closing the US border with Mexico, are on the table. Dr. Jeff Duschen, the public health officer for Seattle and King County, urges people to take basic precautions to prevent infection.
And we want people to understand that there are things that they can do to protect themselves from getting this infection, just as we can do things to protect ourselves from getting influenza. Hand washing. More hand washing, less face touching. Staying away from others who are ill. Please don't go to work or school if you yourself are ill.
In South Korea, where at least 3,500 people have been infected, the President Moon Jae-in called for a united effort with the North to battle the epidemic. In Italy's hard-hit North, schools and universities will stay closed for a second week, with the country becoming the third in the world to confirm more than 1,000 cases of the virus. Around the world, Qatar, Armenia, Luxembourg and Ecuador are the latest places to report their first cases, while Thailand also recorded its first death and 2 more doctors in China have died due to the disease. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.